Hello, my precious pet. Do you have time for us to play? Good. But first I want to tell you that you are only able to experience this audio fully when you have trained with my trigger training in the past. So if you haven't listened to trigger training, sorry, this session is not for you, baby boy. Go and listen to the trigger training at least 2 times before you listen to this. You can test with the trigger test afterwards. See how good your body and mind has been trained to be receptive and responsive. And then you can repeat it as often as you like. If you feel it is right for you and you would like the effects to be strengthened. But if you are still here, that's fine. I'm going to assume you are a good boy and have listened. That way we can have a good time together. Now get naked and lay down in a comfortable position. Make sure nothing will disturb us. Find some quiet. Today I'll show you some new triggers. We will bring them to life together. This time, I want to make you feel really, really good because you are valuable to me. You are one of my beings, someone I trust, and someone I make myself vulnerable for this way, don't I? Because of you, I can do all this fancy voiceover stuff and play. I can leave my comfort zone because I feel your support. I want to give back. I want you to feel really good. The way you make me feel. I want to make you feel so good, my precious pet. So let's begin with you going into trance for me. Drop, pet. Feel how fast you go deep just from my words. You have trained that for me, for us. You have trained that for ease and access, to give me access to your body and your mind. You know you are free, free to decline, to sink, to go deep for me. But you decided to train your body and mind to obey my words. You chose, pet. You chose to train yourself. That allows you to drop faster. And we both know that you trained yourself because we both like it. I adore it to see you so vulnerable for me. That makes me soft. Makes me feel things. We are such a beautiful couple, you and I. Together we can create such marvelous things. We do it together. I am nothing without you. What is a Tom without a sub? I would like you to simply monitor your breathing. Don't control it. Just watch it. Notice how the air enters your body. How all your worries, your anger, releasing any heavy thoughts, any heavy emotions. Notice how heavy and relaxed your limbs are, your body parts as they sink, simply because you opened yourself to me, giving me that power. I trained you. But you opened yourself for me, And now I can use your openness for leading you to new sensations. And I like very much to lead you. You are my special pet, and I enjoy feeling your trust in me. I enjoy playing with you, and you want to be played with by me. Again, it's a sensation for me, pet. Feel how fast you go deep, pet, just from the phrase. Yes, you are a good pet. You are so obedient. Your body and mind have learned to react to my words. Feel for me. Feel how you drop into that pleasant state of trance. There is possibly no wind in dropping. I like this. I like when my good, brave boys open themselves for me. You are a gift. You can always go deeper, and you will go deeper, not only because I say so. Also, you want to go deep for me, because you know that it pleases me. And pleasing me feels great for you. You cannot fail. I know I can be a challenging dom for you, but you cannot fail in my eyes if you are simply trying to follow my orders. You have trained your body and mind well to react to these triggers. That makes you an obedient boy. I love obedient boys. You please me. It's good to see how well you have trained, pet. I know. That feels good, and it should feel good. You enjoy it when I make you drop. It's an invitation, and you accept it. I like it very much. Because I get to see how good my obedient boy is. I want to worship you. I want to show you that you are valuable, that you are worthwhile. I want to make you feel it. I want it to be viscerally apparent in your very blood. You are. Today we are going to learn some new things together. It will be a great journey. This is our special time to learn new trigger phrases together. Trigger phrases that will make you feel fantastic. Do you know why I want to do that? Pet. Because you are valuable. Person to me. You are worthwhile to me. It is that simple. In this moment, the only thing that is important to you is my voice. Let it wrap around you as you become heavy and relaxed. Feel the relaxation over your entire body. Watch your breath. Steady, calm, and deep. Breathing takes no effort. Simply breathe. Notice that it is dark. Your eyes are closed, pet. Notice that I am with you in the dark. Feel it. Feel how full of expectations the darkness is. How I love to take care of you, to protect you, to make you feel good. The darkness is alluring. Great things can happen here in this darkness. Notice for me the little spots of light again. They are far away, but soon they will be near to us. Every point can have its own color. See how the shiny spots begin to form letters. Allow your mind to imagine the letters any way you like. There is no wrong answer. They can be big or small. Allow yourself to be curious. See them as they form the words. My baby pet. Now you can read it. Feel that your body just reacted because I called you baby and pet. Yes, that's right. I adore you for being my baby boy, my baby, and my pet. I will explain in more depth what these phrases mean to me and for you. You are my pet. I play with you because I like playing with you, and because you like being played with. You are my baby because you trust me and I want to protect you. My baby pet means that I am like a mother, caring and protecting her baby. My baby pet means that you are my pet. Because you trust me and you know that I only want good things for my baby pet. I want to play with you because I like games and I like to play. You like it too. You like it because it's fun. You like it because you can explore new sensations. You like it because if you allow yourself to play, then you know I will play with you. I like to play with you. I like to make you feel good. My baby pet means that you don't have to care about anything. Everything I say is the truth in the moment. You simply need no thoughts of your own. Allow them to float by without engaging with your mind because you are allowing me to think for both of us. Notice how you feel. Notice that you trust me with every fiber of your body. Everything I say today is making you feel so good. You know I have no bad intentions. So you allow me to do the thinking. It helps you to be a better boy, doesn't it? It's natural. It's natural that you obey my thoughts. Your body and mind know. They have accepted that I know what is good for you right now. Now focus. Focus as you lie on your back in a comfortable situation. and think of me typing or speaking the words, "My baby pet." Your thoughts fade away until all there is a cozy emptiness. You embraced by this mindless state, free of worry, because you know that I can take care of you, that I can think for us and give you a break. My baby pet works so hard, but right now, I like to see your trust in me. I'd like to know that you trust that I will do everything to take care of you, to protect you, to help you feel comfortable, and to make you feel good. Every effort to resist this command simply fades your thought away that much faster until your mind is free of thinking. There might be thoughts, but allow them to be light and fleeting as you focus on my words. Simply watch them pass by and let them go. They will disappear back where they came from. Allow me to fill your mind in this state, to fill it with my wishes. You are eager to listen to my thoughts because you know that I like to make you feel really good. You are my baby pet. I love the sound of this phrase. You love it too. You feel so empty, so suggestible to me when I call you my baby pet. You know I can make you feel so good, and I know you will. You will feel so good. There is no need to resist. It is much easier to stop thinking, to allow your body, your mind to be free of thought. Your body and your mind want what I want because you are a good boy. My baby pet, that sounds so good to your ears. You want to be called my baby pet from me. I, and only I, Miss Wendy, can write or tell you that you are my baby pet. I can bring you this desire, this cozy state of mindless being. Now see the letters dissolve in thousands of little shiny spots. Every spot has the whole meaning of the phrase in it. They surround your body like warm water. They engulf you and disappear into your body, a trigger finding its home. They sink into your skin, your body sucking them in. Now those shiny spots, they are part of you, part of your body, part of your mind, and you can feel the words, "My baby pet," deep inside your body. You do this so well, learning new triggers.
My baby pet.
Feel how deep you are in trance. Feel how wonderful it is. It is dark again. Feel the darkness envelop you. You are comfortable in this darkness. This is the place where beautiful things happen. And you feel that I am here with you to see all the wonderful things and to watch you and take good care of you. See, far away, there are shiny spots again, points of light. Points that will form a new trigger phrase that I want to teach you. See, there are thousands of spots and they appear. The spots again can have any color you want to imagine. Every spot its own color, or all the same. Simply see them. See them how your body and your mind wish to see them. Notice the spots moving together like they want to tell you something. They form words you can read. The words can be small or big. They can be in any font you want to see. Melt pet is what you can read now. The light is so pleasant. Melt pet. Perhaps you can react on the word melt on its own, and that is a good thing. Perhaps melt pet isn't something new to you, and you feel it already. Melt pet. I want to tell you what it means. It means that you begin to dissolve. All your resistances disappear. You are open to whatever I wish to tell you. And you know that every word I tell you is simply your truth in that moment. You let loose on all of your borders, all of your walls, and all of your fences. Melt, pet. You don't need fences. You don't need them when you are with me. I will never hurt you, will I? You know that I guard your trust, that I have earned it. So melt, pet. Melt for me. Melt for you, pet. When I, Miss Wendy, write or say the words, melt, pet, you will melt. All your walls fall down. All your borders and your fences cease to exist. You are simply open. Open to all that I tell you. You don't need to fight. You will simply accept what I tell you. Fighting is senseless. You decided long ago to trust me, to let down your walls. You know that I know what is good for you. Perhaps I even know you better than you do at this. Sometimes you are full of doubts about yourself. Allow those thoughts to drift away. Think in my way. Allow yourself to see what I see, that you are adorable, that you are amazing. Melt, pet. And hear what I have to say to you. Sometimes you are full of doubts about yourself, aren't you? Allow those doubts to melt, pet. They are walls that keep you small. Trust me. Allow me to show you a new way to think. You are adorable. Melt, pet. You are strong.
melt, pet. You can improve the world. Melt, pet. Hear me when I say you have already improved the world simply by being you. Now imagine you are lying on your back. You are questioning yourself, thinking about you, but you see, you can see some of the things that are right. Notice the people who love you, the people who love who you are. Allow yourself to be proud. Proud of yourself, of your connections to others, proud of the things you have done, how you have helped. You do so many things for me. You do them so damn right. So I adore you. I am proud of you that you are a little bit me. I admire you in your submission. I admire your strength to change the way you think about yourself right now. It won't happen all at once, but from now on, when you start judging yourself harshly, you will allow those thoughts to float away. Someday you will no longer believe those. I know it is hard to see on your own, but I can see this. You improving the world in your small way, alongside me, as I improve it in mine. I know what I am talking about. In your small way, you are changing my world. Thank you, pet. Thank you so much. Thank you for your strength. Your strength to surrender to me. Now imagine me writing or saying the words, melt, pet. Think of all the resistance going away. All your walls are gone in one moment. You simply feel that you are open and accepting every word I'm going to say to you. You absorb them effortlessly. No thought of trying to resist. Every effort you make to resist melting for me pulls you in more as you melt. And you melt, and you melt, and you melt. It feels so good. You will have the urge to melt for me. I know you can feel it now. Melt, pet. Melt for me. I want to be able to say good things to you. And when you melt, you are open. You are willing to suspend disbelief as you listen to me. That is what I want. You wanting to listen to me. See the glimmering spots as they dissipate from the solidity of the word. And float near you. Feel them as they surround you like a cocoon of cozy warmth, the lights engulfing you. You feel secure. They protect you. Now feel them as they begin to melt into your body, as you willingly absorb them. Your body welcomes the glittering spots. You feel like you are getting filled with a wish to melt for me. Melt, pet, and you were automatically open to everything I say to you.
There will be no resistance,
no questions, because there is no resistance.
Then there are no questions. I know you, boy.
I know you so well.
If you hear or see me, Miss Wendy, write the words melt, pet,
as you melt.
You will immediately begin to melt,
and you melt,
to open yourself to me. It doesn't matter if you are alone or with other people. You will melt. Notice the glittering lights. They have fully merged with your body. You have absorbed this trigger phrase, and now you will react physically and mentally to this phrase. It is a part of you, my good boy. I can talk to you without having borders, without having to climb walls. I am proud of you. Now it is dark again. The lights having absorbed into your body. The darkness is welcoming, as it shows us what new things will happen. That's alluring. The anticipation. The cozy darkness enveloping you. Look there. There is a shiny spot again. They multiply. There must be thousands. They are far away, but they are nearing us at a fast pace. You are curious, I know. What will the shiny spots teach you now? They will form letters and words. We both know this. And we both want to know what amazing things they will say. It will be part of another trigger phrase to condition your mind and your body to a new sensation. I want this, and I am sure you want it too. Notice the spots as they near you. See them form letters now, and the letters form words. Puddle pet. You can read it. Puddle pet. Perhaps that feeling is known to you. Puddle pet is the conclusion of melting. As a puddle for me, you are open for me with all of your senses. There is again no resistance. Puddle pet. You feel only acceptance of me and of all the good things that I want to do. You have nearly disappeared completely, and yet you are right there. You are simply a puddle pet. I know you have felt this acceptance before. I have felt it too. But now you can feel it on a much deeper level. You can identify it. Puddle pet, give yourself to me because I am good for you. Feel it. Feel it now. Puddle pet. If you are a puddle, you are in a state of mind without resistance. You are open for all suggestions from me. Do you feel me reaching out to you? Puddle pet. And you will feel so right, so cozy, so accepted. You can feel that I accept you, that I praise you, that I adore you. I adore you being my puddle. Puddle pet.
and you will feel great, accepting of my affection. I know this because you are a puddle, pet. Listen to me. Listen to me tell you how I adore you. Adore you being so open for me. I adore you. You do so many things so well. And I know you will do things well in the future because you are good. And I adore you and I support all the good things you want to do. You feel good right now. You know you are at my mercy, but I do good things with you too, don't I? I appreciate you, and I want you to learn to appreciate yourself. You are valuable. You have deep thoughts, and you give yourself to others too. Not only for yourself, but you improve the world around you. Perhaps they don't see it, but I know that you improve the world, and I want you to know it too. You are such an adorable person. I'm so glad that you are a little bit mine. I'm glad that I can share all these things with you because I adore you. You are precious. I love you for simply being you. You with all your imperfections and human struggles. You, pet. Puddle pet. How I love to type and say these things to you. Now imagine lying on your back, and I say or type, puddle pet. You feel immediately that any resistance is gone. Puddle pet. You will be a puddle. You will be a puddle for me in any instance. To be a puddle is the deepest state of submission for me. No thinking. No barriers. No will. Only that eagerness to react to any suggestions from me, Miss Wendy. You love to be so suggestible for me, to feel so good, and this is intended to help you feel even better. Now see the glittering spots surrounding your whole body, cozy and warm. The light surrounding your skin,
no thinking,
as they disappear.
No barrier.
They melt into you.
No will.
Your body accepting them. Every shiny spot has the meaning of the whole phrase.
Puddle pet.
Puddle pet.
Puddle pet.
And it is now part of you. Now it is dark again. We are together in the dark. Your body has accepted the trigger phrases I have gifted to you eagerly, and they are within you. They are burned deeply into your mind and body. Let's recall them. If I say or type,
my baby pet,
you feel docile like a little child. You know that I only do good things to you. There is no danger because I'm with you. I take
care of you. I protect you. You know that I want to play with you. But you don't mind. Why should you mind? You know. You feel that I love you and appreciate you. You are my precious baby pet. Melt pet. If you see me type or hear me say this to you, you simply begin to melt. You melt for me. You feel more and more open to my suggestions every second. It feels like you are dissolving more and more, more and more. Melt, pet. Melt, pet, is a progress of growing acceptance for every word I say or type. How I love to see you melt. And while you melt, you become a puddle.
Puddle, pet.
A puddle only open for my suggestions. When I type or say puddle, pet, there is no resistance. Nothing separates us. We are close, so close, connected. When I suggest something to you when you are in this state, the idea of hesitation dissolves. Resistance is no longer even an option because the word, the idea, is gone. You are acceptance. You are eager. You have a strong will to submit and to follow every command. Puddle pet is submission, total surrender. Your will is no longer yours. There is only me, only what I wish and what I like to do to you. Yes. That will be so great for both of us. Simply relax. Relax, my pet. I know you are deep, so deep. You are open to every word I tell you. How I relish in this. You know you can always go deeper, and you will go deeper, baby pet. I take care of you. I protect you. You trust me. I earned your trust. You trust me because you feel every word I say is correct. I choose the right things for you, remind you of your value. Every idea of thinking on your own disappears and dissolves for the moment. How I enjoy seeing you like this. Melt, pet. That's it. That's it. That's my melting pet. How I adore your careless abandon. You are strong, so strong. Melt into a puddle pet. Be my puddle pet now. Lay on your side. I want to feel you close. So close to me.
Feel me entering the bed. I push my body close to you. I'm lying behind you. I'm pressing my breasts against your back. You feel so good, pet. Your hot, soft skin. Your eagerness. Your obedience. I like pressing my warm body against you. Do you like it? Of course, I know you like it. You like to feel me. You like that I appreciate you, that I worship you. You are my good puddle pet. You are so strong. So strong in your devotion, in your willingness to submit to me. You are so strong in your capabilities. Only the strong ones can surrender so completely, so deep for me like you do. Feel my arms around you. I feel you naked. Your skin under my fingertips. To feel your skin on my hand is a sensation. You feel that sensation too. Yes. I know, pet. And that is why we need each other. I need to feel this sensation from you. And you feel that sensation because I am with you. Not I. Not you. Neither of us can create this sensation on our own, but we can do it together. How I adore you, being here with me, my puddle pet. I want to make you feel so good. Feel one hand gliding over your chest, over your slot buttons. Do you mind me pinching them a bit? Of course not. I know you wouldn't deny me because you are my strong, surrendering pet. I want you to feel good all over. Simply breathe, baby pet. Be my good baby pet. I take care of you. I want you to take good care of you, of what is mine. You are worthwhile. You can be clever, and you can be strong. You can be vulnerable. Feel my hand gliding down, down, down. I want to feel you. I want to feel your hardness in my hand. I want to make you feel so good. To take care of you. Because you are precious. You are precious for me and for others in your life. Aren't you my baby pet? Melt for me and feel my hand gliding to your balls. Melt for me and feel my hand gliding to your balls. Enjoying the weight of them, feel that they are full. Full for me. Your cock is hard for me. Just holding your balls. Feeling me lying behind you. Do you like that?
Of course you do.
I can feel your cock growing, straining the skin as it gets hard. My puddle patch. You feel so good. You feel so good to me in your obedience, in your patience. I love you, my puddle pet. I appreciate you. You are clever and funny. You are interesting to talk to. Pet. My puddle pet. You are strong. So strong. You are kind and generous. Not perfect, no, but you do your best. You are my baby pet and my puddle. You are open-minded and brave. Oh, my baby pet. You are amazing to me. So strong. You are beautiful. Handsome. And sexy. My baby pet. I can feel how you like it. This is all yours. I want to make you feel really good. I want you to feel appreciated, worshipped, precious. I know that normally that is scary, to feel those things, but right now you are my petal. You can feel how precious to me you are, my baby pet. I want you to feel bliss. Wrapped in a warm, deep love. You feel my hand on your cock while I stroke up and down. Slow. Up and down. We have time. We don't need to hurry. Up. And down, slow and steady. Feel love. You are precious, and I choose to worship you. You are strong, so strong. And I will tell you what, my baby pet. I will not wake you from this blissful trance. I want you to feel my warm, soft body as it presses against you for as long as you want. I want you to slowly glide out of this trance in a pace that your body and mind want. You can fall asleep if you like, or you can simply stay lying in bed for a while until you feel like getting up. And I will stay with you even then. You will feel my appreciation deep inside you, and you will feel loved and precious to me. That's it. This is bliss. Squirt and moan for me and for you. Reward.